High school basketball is on the air as we welcome you live to Pella Community High School. It is Tulip City Showdown round number two between your Pella High Dutch and your Pella Christian Eagles.
Anna Evelyn for the Eagles and Haley Van Vart for the Dutch in the center circle.
All 10 starters are on the floor. The official makes his way towards center circle himself. And the ball is in the air. We are underway with the girls' version of Tulip City Showdown, round number two, Pella and Pella Christian here on 92.1 KRLS. Talkie to Abby Warner at the top of the key. Right back to Kylie on the left wing. Into the corner for Riddick for a 17-foot jumper. She knocks it down. Back-to-back buckets for Aaliyah Riddick. 11-7 Pella. Talkie lobs it inside to Mia Warner. Double team kick out. Kennedy Van Vark for three. Boom! Kennedy Van Vark has two first-half triples. And Pella with its largest lead of the game at 14-9.
And that's good ball movement, right? That's where the interior pass, it was a quick in-rhythm shot. Van Vark was open. And she's obviously, especially as of late, really turned it on from downtown.
Gordon to Talkie on the left wing. Pella now moving from right to left in white and green. And Pella Christian, here's a steal. Just and Terpstra steps in front, runs it out, and lays it in. And Pella Christian is on the board first with a scoop and score steal from Jocelyn Terpstra. And the Dutch work it around to the right side for Talkie. Screen from Warner, who rolls to the basket, catches it deep underneath, kicks it out to Kennedy Van Bark. Boom! Screen and roll, kick out three.
Oh, that's just a huge possession there for the Dutch.
Pella's sixth turnover of the quarter, but they still lead 28-16 because Pella Christian has just not been able to find much offense after a 9-point first quarter, two in the second, and just five here in the third. Here are the Eagles with Anna Evelyn. Underneath, Kakmarinski is open and banks it in. Faith Kakmarinski pulls Pella Christian back within 10 at 28-18. 10 to shoot. Pass it off to Haley in front of the Pella bench. Feed the post for Warner. Out to Riddick. 16-foot jumper. Bounces around. No. Haley a rebound and a stick back. Haley Van Vark, her second putback in a row. And it's now 32-18 Pella. Here's a steal by Abby Warner. She's running it out and laying it in. Tonight's Raise the Roof moment of the game brought to you by Randall Roofing. Abby Warner with the scoop and score steal. And Pella with its largest lead of the game at 41-20. Here's Fickert. Nice drive by Terpstra. Gets all the way to the rim and scores. Jocelyn Terpstra from the left wing to the right side of the hoop. And she has 11. Thompson kicks it out. Kelsey Talkie. Boom! 46-24 Pella. Harmon passes it out to Wogan, picks up the ball, loose on the floor, left-hand dribble, tries to dump it inside, kicks it out, three ball on the way, boom! Emerson Wogan for three!
That's her first field goal of the season. Feels oh so nice for Emerson Wogan.
And it comes just as this game winds to a close, and Pella has swept Pella Christian in 2023. Final score, the Dutch girls 49, Pella Christian 24. It is Cam Schulte for Pella. It is Josiah Voss for Pella Christian. One of the best nights of the year is ready to get underway on the boys' side. And the ball is in the air. We are underway with Pella and PC here on 92.1 KRLS.
I'll put us at 96% capacity here tonight. We have a full gym.
Giedings has it. Fakes the dribble handoff to Van der Molen. Lost the handle, but it's picked up by Tyson DeVries. Back out to Giedings. Shot fake on Van Houwen. Now DeVries in the right corner. Cam Schulte defending. Bounce pass to Voss in the post. Backs his way in on Kaiches. Turnaround. Flip shot. Good. Josiah Voss has scored the first 5 points of this game for PC. Tied at 8 with 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Lean-in shot, Giedings, yes, from 10 feet on the left baseline.
And when we talk about Trado emerging in the second half of the season, Giedings has arguably been the best Pella Christian offensive creator in the second half of the season.
Here's Van Houwen, kicks it out, Trado again, boom! Three first quarter three-pointers for Braden Trado, and Pella takes an 11-10 lead. Fancher left wide open. The lefty fires and buries a three. And PC has its largest lead of the game. Eagles 31, Dutch 22. Pella pushing. Hugin goes in. Blocked by Voss. Offensive rebound. Trado. And Pella pulls within one.
Sometimes the good play turns into the bad play. It's how it bounces, right? The block shot is exactly what PC wanted. And Voss on the other end lays it in quickly for two more.
Tyson DeVries for three. Boom! And with 2:48 to go in the third quarter, Tyson DeVries gets his first bucket of the game, and PC leads 40-38.
And that's exactly what the doctor ordered here for Pella Christian. They needed a big bucket like that from their star.
Here comes Pella trying to stem the tide, coming the other way with Colin Kurnt. Out to Van Houen, now Kitchis, deep, top of the key, three, boom! We saw him in the third quarter at Grinnell last night, and Kitchis buries one here tonight.
Yeah, all nine of his came in the third quarter from that spot in the gym. He loves that top of the key three, and that was a big answer for the Dutch.
5-point lead as the Eagles look for the season sweep. Oh, there's a drive and a dish to Voss from Aiden Stoltz. Josiah Voss has 18 and 12.
That was a really neat pass there by Stoltz. That one just might break the backs here of the Dutch.
Very few other places we'd rather be, my man, than 37 seconds left in a 2-point Tulip City showdown. 56-54, Pella Christian. And Pella for the lead with Van Houen. Boom! Trey Van Houen, and Pella from down 10 has taken a 1-point lead. Tonight's Raise the Roof moment of the game brought to you by Randall Roofing. 3.1 seconds on the clock. Vanderbilt and inbounding near sideline right underneath us. Triggers it in. Josiah Voss hands it off. Aiden Stoltz lets it fly. No good. And Pella rallies from 10 points down. And the Dutch beat the Eagles. Final score. Pella 59. Pella Christian 56.